Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a beautiful afternoon, fellow foodies, tuning in here as you do each and every week on Thursday at 5. Matt Russell here broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of AM 1330 The Jolt. Thank you for joining me as you do every week here on the dial in Southern Arizona. And my hat is off to all of my foodie fans listening worldwide on www.tucsonsjolt.com. It's an honor to broadcast here every single week, bringing you up to date on all the great food and cocktail notes around Southern Arizona. Talking about why we honestly believe that Southern Arizona is the culinary capital of the Southwest, and certainly our guest here in the second half of the show is going to be a manifestation of exactly what it is that we're talking about. Listen, a quick shout out to all of our fans on Facebook. You are the first people that know who's going to be on the show each and every week, what restaurants are giving away some great dining experiences, some free gift cards, where we're going to be broadcasting our show from, what remote locations. If you were a fan of us on Facebook, you would know all of this. You would know that at the end of this show, you're going to have a chance to win the trivia question, and you're going to be dining at Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria over on the east side. If you are the winner of the trivia question, you would know that. If you are not a fan of ours on Facebook, then shame on you. Do yourself a favor. Go there right now as you're listening to this show, to www.facebook.com/onthemenulive. Join our large and growing community of foodies across the country who tune in each and every week for all the greatest food news. Speaking of all the greatest food news, I wanted to bring one of my good friends here to the broadcast booth. He's been on the show several times before. He's my celebrity co-host for the week. His name is Michael Luria. Michael, welcome back.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me. Couldn't be happier to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show because you're sort of this, you know, the gossip columnist when it comes to what's going on in the restaurant scene. And our listeners that might not know about you, Michael, you are the meals and entertainment columnist for Inside Tucson Business. And let me just say, Inside Tucson Business should be a regular part of everybody's, sort of news diet. I mean, I could not get through the week at doing what I do, running a public relations agency, were it not for the content in Inside Tucson Business. And you're one of the reasons why I read, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. It's a lot of fun to be able to share the information that I have about what's going on in the community in terms of food and wine and entertainment with the readers and the community at whole.
Now, for you to be able to report on what's going on in the food community, you got to do a lot of eating.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Now,
is
why?
There?
I mean, I'm looking at you. You are just in exceptional shape. You know, you're a great looking guy. You are at the perfect weight. I mean, I'm just a radio guy, and I've got some significant issues that need to be addressed in that regard. How do you get to sample all the great cuisine across Southern Arizona and still keep your figure?
Well, truth be told, the secret is it's my day job. It's being down at the Tucson Children's Museum chasing kids all day long.
That'll do it to you. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about what you're doing with Inside Tucson Business. But you are the executive director of the Tucson Children's Museum, I think one of the greatest destination programs here for kids, really of all ages, and adults as well. What's going on down there at the museum since you've been here last?
Oh, the museum is doing well. We've had a lot of exciting things. We have a lot of new exhibits, and probably the most exciting one to tell you about is a new technology exhibit. It's the first of its kind in a children's museum, and it's using interactive technology. It's gesture recognition. So we have something called Bug Rug, where you get to sort of walk around and try to chase insects on a virtual rug and then kind of get them where you can almost like trap them, and then you learn more information about them. A screen pops up on the wall and you can learn all sort of factoids about them. We also have something called Shadow Mosaic, where you can basically get yourself videoed in front of a colorful wall, and it plays it back in shadow form, and then you can share it with your family, grandparents or parents, as the case may be. Lots of hands-on interactive fun at the Children's Museum. Good times.
How fun. Chasing around bugs on a carpet. I mean, it sounds like a typical kindergarten teacher, you know, running around after a bunch of five-year-olds.
Well, you know, instead of just chasing your child, you're chasing your child who's chasing the bugs. So it all goes well.
So last time we had you on the show, you were just launching, I think, or just talking about the Tucson Children's Museum Garden, where you're really bringing kids into an interactive experience and teaching them at an early age about food. What's going on with that project?
Oh, some really exciting news. As most of your listeners probably know and the community knows, that Janos is returning downtown, and he's opening his new restaurant on the 18th of October called Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails.
Yes, we do know that.
And so Janos is just a tremendous believer. believer in the sustainable food movement. And so we're working together where Janos is going and his team, his staff, is going to take over the garden at the Tucson Children's Museum. In fact, we're actually going to expand it. We're going to about triple the size. And they're going to maintain it and kind of be in charge of what's grown there. And we're going to work with a couple different organizations. And then we're going to use the produce that were cultivated from the garden in a couple of ways. Sometimes we're going to do cooking demonstrations for kids at the Tucson Children's Museum.
Wonderful.
On occasion, we're going to make some of that produce available to families who are visiting the museum to take home with them. And then Janos is actually going to incorporate some of the produce into a dish at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. And when patrons purchase that dish and enjoy it, a portion of the proceeds are actually going to come back to support programming at the Tucson Children's Museum. It's a great collaboration working between Janos and the Tucson Children's Museum, and we're only about 100 yards apart.
That's wonderful. I mean, Janos is one of my personal heroes. We're really excited about his new project downtown. You know, when he left downtown years ago, we sort of always knew that some way, somehow, somewhere, he was going to end up bringing something back downtown. And just a quick advance teaser for our fans and our listeners, this show will be broadcast live from the new Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails on Thursday, October 21st, so you want to put that on your calendar and join us out for the party. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Inside Tucson Business and you know, your covering of sort of the restaurant scene, the gossip scene. You make your way around Southern Arizona on a regular basis. What are you seeing popping up? What's on your radar now?
Well, I think a couple things. Number one, things happening in downtown Tucson are really at the forefront right now. We just talked about Janos and his new restaurant that's coming up. There's another new restaurant that opened in the last year, 47 Scott Avenue. They've just expanded into the space next door.
Oh, good for them.
And it's called Scott and Company. It just opened yesterday. They're doing coffee and pastries from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, they're using that same space and they're doing kind of like a little mixologist bar where they're doing classic cocktails. And then they're doing these sort of new contemporary cocktails that are using infusions that they're making in-house, as well as featuring some boutique spirits that maybe not everyone's heard of.
Nice. I like what Travis is doing down there. I mean, he's an incredibly creative guy. And I just knew that, you know, when he went down there, things were really going to start coming alive.
Yeah. And I think there's more coming. In fact, the rumor on the street, and not to be quite disclosed all the details yet, but there's a gentleman in town who's worked in many restaurants, and he's working on a new concept that's going to open in early 2011 on Congress. So we'll leave that as a little tease for now.
Oh, so, you know, we like breaking news here on The Menu Live. So I'm going to ask you to come back on the show when you're comfortable disclosing that information, because, you know, this is the scoop on the food beat here. We got it. So this is exciting. You got me intrigued.
There you go. So I think downtown is something that's happening in the news, and then comfort food. I mean, we all know Five Guys opened recently.
That's what we hear.
And I think the word is they set an all-time record for an opening of Five Guys locally. And then going along with that comfort food, May's Counter opened about 3 weeks ago on Speedway between Country Club and Tucson, featuring chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles, baby.
That's it.
I love it.
Fried chicken. I had a chance to dine there yesterday.
Oh,
my
went.
First experience. I'd have to say it was really good.
So it paid off.
Paid off.
I love it.
And, you know, reasonably priced, great ambiance. I thought it might have been a little bit more casual given the chicken and waffles concept, but the ambiance was a little bit more upscale. They have six TVs. You can go there and watch some sporting events. Good fun.
That sounds great. And someone was talking about what's going on up at Fleming's with, you know, changing up their wine scene.
Yeah. So Fleming's is known for having 100 wines by the glass, and each fall they change their sort of core glass program, and it's just changing right now. It's actually, I think it's been completed. It's changed during the month of September. So they have probably about 50 new wines. And one of the things that's interesting is they've shifted their focus to be a little bit more broad. So instead of just Californian and Oregon wines, they're actually featuring more European wines. So I had the pleasure of being up there earlier in the week and trying some of them. So if you want to expand your sort of horizons with your palate, go try some European wines at Fleming's.
I want your job. Can I have, I mean, I'll be willing to chase bugs across the carpet, you know, maybe 3 days a week down at the museum if I can be you for like a week, Michael Luria.
Well,
what's that going to take?
I think you're getting your opportunity. You're letting me come and play with you
right.
here on
now,
the radio.
You got to run that by your wife. I mean, is Maya going to, you know, is she going to say, no, wait a minute, no one ran this by me. No, I'm going to be Michael Luria for a week. I kind of like the sound and feel of that. Anyway, it's great having you on the show. I'm glad you're going to be with us here for the full hour. You get to really experience some great treasures, culinary treasures across the Southwest, and it's an honor to have you back. It's an honor to read your work each and every Monday in Inside Tucson Business. How can people find out more about the column and perhaps to subscribe to the paper?
Well, absolutely subscribe to the paper or check it out online at azbiz.com. And if you want a heads up on the column, you can see it online on Friday afternoons, and in print, it usually hits mailboxes on Monday.
You can be the first in your office to get the scoop on everything food and wine across Southern Arizona. Wonderful. Speaking of wine, you know, we look at our watches. It's 5:15. It's time for what has always been, Michael, my favorite segment of the show, because I get to engage for 5 minutes with one of the, you know, most wonderful women in this community who is really providing a valuable service to wine enthusiasts and even those non-wine enthusiasts who want to learn a little bit more about the wonderful world of wine. She runs a great little store called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Her name is Yvonne Fouché, and she's with us here live. Hey, Yvonne.
Hey, Matt. How's it going over there? Sounds like you're having a wonderful time.
I tell you, when Michael Luria and I get together, you know, the world changes. You know, someone said, you know, I don't think Matt Russell and Michael Luria travel together for national security purposes. You know, so it's very rare, Yvonne, that the two of us are sitting in one room at the same time. Things change in remarkable ways. But anyway, enough about us. You've got this wine of the week, and every week I learn so much from you, as do your masses of people that have come into your door that have heard about you on this show, who have helped to congratulate you once again for being the number one wine store in Southern Arizona by readers of the Tucson Weekly. But you've got a tough job because you've got one wine to pick out over the 350 that you stock at the store. What's the wine of the week this week?
Well, this week I've picked out for the tasting a Morlino di Scanzano. Now, it's an Italian wine, and actually, the name is a little bit of a trick, because Morlino is really just another name for Sangiovese.
Gotcha.
But it's the local name, and so they've put that on this wine. It's a 2006. It's a really interesting Sangiovese. It's got juicy dark berries. It's got really rich flavors. There's strawberries. There's red berry fruits. There's a little bit of spice at the end. And the thing that I like about it is it's very, very fruity, but then it has a dry finish. So It's very New World. It's a kind of a dance between Old World and New World. And it's taken the best of both.
And I'm looking at Michael Luria, who is, you know, has paid his dues and the restaurateur. What kind of food pairing are you thinking is going to go with this lovely Sangiovese?
I'm thinking right now at this time of day on a Thursday afternoon, anything we can get our hands on.
Well, you know, we're just a few miles away from Catavinos, right. And it's my honor to take you down there. Yeah. But I'm thinking some nice sort of delicate red sauces, you know, some, you know, fresh grilled meats that are going with some great pastas. You know, we're going to be talking to the owner of Venice Pizza, an Italian restaurant, so this whole theme might be something that is quite extraordinary.
There you go.
And you know what I like about it is we're in that sort of transitional time of year. It's still warm out, but the calendar says fall, with October coming tomorrow. And I personally love those big red wines, and it's just a little too warm for it, so you transition with that sort of softer wine, the Sangiovese style.
It
would be perfect.
So this 2006 Morlino di Scanzano Sangiovese,
yes,
is how much you selling this for?
Well, this is at the top end of the spectrum here. Now, this one's a $14.99 wine.
So $14.99 at the top end of the spectrum. Michael Lurie is saying, I don't understand. What is that? What does that mean, Russell? So as we all know, and our listeners know, you know, all too well, Yvonne Fouché quite literally travels the world to find the best deal, best value wines. She stocks more than 350 premium wines at her store, and there's not one bottle in the entire store that's over $15 a bottle. So it's absolutely amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on some of this great Sangiovese. So if you're doing an Italian wine of the week, something tells me that there might be a theme coming together for this weekend's tasting.
Well, as usual, we pull it from the theme, and this week's theme is Italy.
Great.
A lot of my customers have just gotten back from Italy, or they're talking about going to Italy, and it's like, okay, so if you want to see what you're going to be tasting when you get there, this is the tasting for you. If you want to reminisce about how wonderful your trip is, I've got them.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're going to be doing kind of a mix between some classic Italian whites and some classic Italian reds?
Yes. And, well, there's some classic and there's some New World.
Beautiful.
So we've got a little bit for everybody. So we're starting, obviously, you've got to start with a Prosecco.
Of course. Beautiful.
Out of Italy.
I love my bubbles, Yvonne.
Yes, me too. Then we move to a white blend. It's a Trebbiano Garganega blend, and oh man, that thing is just so beautiful. We have the Sangiovese, then I have a Pinot Nero.
Very
and a
nice.
Nero d'Avola. So we're kind of going all over. We're going north, south, we're everywhere. And then you can't have an Italian tasting without a Primitivo.
Of course.
That's what we end it with, is that a more hearty Primitivo.
And your guests at Catavinos have the opportunity to come in tonight, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Taste this great world-class flight of six premium wines and alongside some great crackers and some great cheese for only $10. And if you buy a minimum of one bottle of wine, heck, you can buy a case. I often do. But if you go in there and buy a bottle, Yvonne, you're going to cut that price down to $8 for the tasting. What a remarkable service.
That's right.
So
that's
anyway, right. I want all of our listeners to know that you're going to be throwing quite an Italian wine party down there at Catavinos, which is at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. I look forward to seeing you soon, Yvonne.
All right. Look for the cab carrying your red wine for your Italian interview there.
Absolutely. Sounds good. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break and learn a little bit more about Catavinos. And when we come back, it's happy hour time right here in the Old Pueblo. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host, Michael Luria from the Tucson Children's Museum and Inside Tucson Business. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We're having a great show here. And, you know, we always like to find out where the great specials are across town, where the great values are across town. It's the time of the day, 5:22 on a Thursday, when I start thinking about where's my glass of wine, where's my cocktail, where's my ice cold beer. And there are so many options across Southern Arizona. And there's a man here in the studio right now who has pledged to make life easier for cocktail enthusiasts like myself to find the best value. He's the online account manager for Territorial Newspapers. His name is Todd Landau. Hey, Todd, what's up?
How are you, Matt? Great to be here.
I'm doing great. We're having this great conversation about wines and a great conversation about all the great things that Michael gets to do and eating at great restaurants all across Southern Arizona. But you've got this great little product here that you've worked on with Tucson Weekly to provide people like me, people who like to go out, who like to find the great values across Southern Arizona. You've made that a little bit easier for us. Explain how.
Yes, Tucson Weekly has, and we could certainly help you find that glass of wine for the right value or a meal. It's not just for the cocktails, but it's also for the food value.
Great.
Yeah, what we've done is Tucson Weekly has teamed up with a company called GoTime.com, who's developed this fantastic happy hour application for your smartphone, whether it's the Android, iPhone, or BlackBerry. You download this application and it'll tell you all the happy hour specials that are going on at the time you initiate the application.
My goodness, free application.
It is free. It is free. You just go and download it. You can get it through iTunes, through Android Market, or through our website at TucsonWeekly.com and hit on the happy hour app in the navigation bar.
Wonderful. So you've really made it as easy as you possibly can for someone to just press a couple of buttons, you download it, and up dancing across your phone is a teaser for all the great happy hours. What is the format look like, though? So I'm driving across town. I'm on my way home. I got an hour and a half to spare before my next responsible activity as a father and a loving husband. But what do I do with the application? How does it work functionally?
Well, the great thing about it is once you download it, it's as an icon on your phone, and when you push the button, it's going to list the closest happy hour locations to you.
So in the GPS technology, it knows where you are and it knows where you want to go.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
There's something a little Orwellian about that, but I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, but and it doesn't stop there, Matt. The features will allow you, if you're across town and you want to go to a happy hour in another area, let's say near the university, the filters will allow you to do that.
So by querying, or how do you do that? So I work up on Sunrise and Swan. I know that I'm going to be going to a Broadway show, downtown or at UA Presents, and I've got time to do a happy hour and maybe some appetizers. So how do I plug in sort of that information about where I'm going to be?
It's very functional. In your phone, however it is, the button you press, there'll be filters for the application. So once you hit the filter button, it'll ask you how you want to filter it, by time, by day, by location. You would just hit downtown, and let's say you're looking for Italian food. Let's keep the theme here.
Sure.
You hit Italian, you hit downtown, and it's going to pop up all the happy hours at that time Italian restaurants that have happy hours.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So does it update on a regular basis, or if a new restaurant comes out with a new happy hour, how does that happen?
Yeah, there's several ways it's updated. GoTime.com has a full staff and team that research and pull the information and put it into the application, as well as any updates Tucson Weekly gives to it, any new restaurants, happy hours that are opening, as well as users can send information in. The GoTime team will do the research and get that happy hour up, or restaurant owners.
Now, you as a user, can you provide feedback? Like, this was the greatest happy hour. I can't believe I can get a dirty martini for under $8.
Yes, and that's a new feature that just started recently. You can do it actually on the GoTimes website as well. You can put little comments in. You could vote on our application, whether you like it or don't like it. That's about the extent of that. But it's not just on the mobile application as well. You could also get this information on Tucson Weekly's website.
Wonderful. And it's my understanding, Todd, that that GoTime has entered into relationships with other communities across the country. So if I download the Tucson Weekly Happy Hour app and I find myself in Detroit next week, does that automatically sort of update my system?
Yes,
so I don't
it
have
will.
To download a whole other app?
Yes, that's right.
This is the only tool man will ever need to function.
They're in about 80 cities right now.
80 yeah. cities. I mean, you've done all the heavy lifting.
That's
all
right.
We have to do is point, drag, and let the games begin.
Yeah, or shake, if you have the Android or iPhone, you shake it, and it'll randomly select a location for you. A lot of people are doing that.
And when you shake it, does it really sound like a martini shaker?
It does. it does.
So if you're stuck with a BlackBerry, do you shake yourself? I mean, what do you do?
Well, exactly. The BlackBerry is the only phone right now that you can't. I'm sure the new one you can't, but you can push a button and it'll automatically select one.
Oh,
for you.
That's great. So, you just launched this thing fairly recently, right?
Yes.
How long ago did you bring this to market?
It launched on August 16th.
On August 16th of this year, and it really is starting to take the community by storm. Do you have any information on, how many people are out there kind of using it, interacting with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since we launched, we've had over 1,700 new users that have downloaded the application. It's been opened over 7,000 times, and that's just here in Tucson.
My goodness.
Yeah.
7,000 wow. times. That's 3,500 times for Michael Luria and 3,500 times for Matt Russell. So we need more than two users, yeah. So that's why you're on the show, Todd.
Absolutely.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, there's a number of people across this community, as your data suggests, that are really taking advantage of this unique concept. Again, we just have about another minute remaining. Tell everybody again how they can download the application and how they can learn more information about it, should they have any questions.
Sure. Well, the first place you can go is obviously TucsonWeekly.com, and in our navigation bar we have a tab for Happy Hours app, and that'll give you the instructions on how to download the application. Or you go to Android, if you have an Android phone, go to the marketplace and go to free apps and look up GoTime.com, as well as iTunes for the iPhone.
Absolutely fantastic. Todd Landau, online account manager for Territorial Newspapers, Inside Tucson Business, and Tucson Weekly. An honor having you here. Thank you for bringing such a valuable product to Marketplace.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick news break and come back in a couple of minutes. We're going to keep the Italian theme going, talk a little pizza from Venice Restaurant. Stick around.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Local talk at its best.
Up next, you won't believe what's going to happen.
This is Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case.
It was the best September since 1939 for the stock market. The Dow Industrial Average gained 7.7%. Wells Fargo chief economist John Sylvia says the market is delivering a positive message.
The economy is probably on a path now. We're going to continue to see positive economic growth.
Sylvia expects to see more definite signs of improvement in the spring. New Jersey prosecutors looking into additional charges that may be brought against two Rutgers University students in connection with another student's suicide. The two are accused of invading Tyler Clemente's privacy by secretly streaming his sexual encounter with another man online. The government in Ecuador has declared a state of emergency. Police lobbed tear gas at the country's president Thursday in a pay dispute that's brought the government to the brink of collapse. And actor Tony Curtis has died at the age of 85. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, this is Bob, and C. Crane always works to get you the best radio for every situation. If you're looking for a radio to have next to you when you're sleeping or to take with you the next time you travel, then the CC SW Pocket is a great choice. The CC Pocket is only the size of your palm, but the audio is very strong. It covers AM, FM, and shortwave. And it gets the best reception in its class, and it's small enough to tuck in your purse or briefcase. It has plenty of memory to store all of your favorite stations and runs on two AA batteries that will last up to 70 hours.
To order your CC Pocket for only $49.95 or to receive a free catalog, call C. Crane at 800-522-8863. That number again is 800-522-8863. 8863 or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high performance radio and light company.
This message is for the dogs in the car, for the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take a million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98 and get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scott's Fertilizer for just $17.98. and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host from Inside Tucson Business, Michael Luria.
It's a great Thursday afternoon.
It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be a foodie. And what a great segue that is, because if you love Italian food, I mean, if you really, who do I sound like? Who is the guy? Yeah. If you like chimichangas, yeah. I mean, if you really like, no, you got to be, you know, that dates me a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you have to have lived in Tucson for a little while to know that.
That's right. But anyway, I digress. If you really want that authentic Italian experience from the setting, from the food, from the personalities, from the chemistry of everybody that works there, you've got to go over and check out Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria over on the east side. And here to tell us all about the love and the poetry and the wisdom of everything that Italian food can be is none other than Mary Wager from Venice Restaurant. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Oh, hi, not much. Just busy cooking all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, they rarely let you out, Mary. I mean,
Well, I'm glad for the invitation today because I did get to leave.
Absolutely. Well, uh-huh. You know, this is a full service show. We try to provide a service to get our restaurateurs out of their sandboxes and end up behind the microphone whenever we can. Well, as all of our right. listeners know, the last Thursday of every month, we do a Tucson Originals Spotlight, and we try to, you know, shine the light on those culinary characters across the community that are members of the Tucson Originals that are doing some interesting things. And I have often, you know, for long been a fan of Venice, and I wanted to have you in here to talk a little bit more about it. Now, I go way back with Venice. I mean, I went to Saguaro High School, and for years, Venice Pizzeria, restaurant pizzeria was headquartered, was it not, there on Speedway and
right.
Camino Seco? I mean,
right.
within walking distance of all the classes that I did.
Correct.
And it was, I hope my son's not listening. But anyway, you did some great things, but you moved over kind of to the Wrightstown and Pantano area. Tell everybody exactly where you're located now.
Correct. We're on the southwest corner of Wrightstown, Pantano, and Catalina Village. We're directly behind the Wendy's on Wrightstown.
And hit us with an actual address, Mary.
7848 East Wrightstown Road.
7848 East Wrightstown Road, Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria. So, you know, you come in, you want to open this Italian restaurant. And, you know, there's different schools of thought. There's, okay, you're going to do Northern, you're going to do Southern. You're going to do Classic, you're going to do Nouvelle. You're going to do Old World, you're going to do New World. What was your idea when coming up with the concept for Venice Restaurant that you wanted to bring to Southern Arizona?
What we wanted to bring, and I think we've done a job bringing it, is home-cooked Italian food. Nothing fancy, nothing high-calorie. You know, it's what you used to eat when grandma made them.
My goodness, home cooked. And you really yes. stand by, that's a bold statement, let me just say, because there are folks, you know, in and around the culinary world that will say home cooked, sort of that home feel, comfort food, those kinds of things, and they're running that can opener and that microwave mm-hmm. faster than you can say,
yep.
you know, fraud. But you actually do, I mean, I've seen your guys, you know, doing the pizza dough thing and doing everything by scratch. You really, when you say homemade, you really mean homemade.
Definitely. We make our own meatballs and our own sausage and all the sauces, and we even make the Italian dressing and the Russian dressing, which I brought you a sample of today. And, you know, the pizza dough is made by hand also.
I'm a pizza aficionado, and as I said to you before we went on the air, you know, my office used to be right near your restaurant, so mm-hmm. I was the guy that walked in getting the slice with the anchovies, and I was saying to Mary, everyone remembers the guy with the anchovies, because there's only one or two of us in this community,
That's
so
right.
I love what you do with pizza, but there's varying schools of thought about what makes a great pizza, so we're on a pilgrimage, Mary Wager, to find, you know, the true out-of-this-world pizza in Southern Arizona, and I'm telling you, there's some great competition in this community. But I want you to take this moment right now to stand on the ground of confidence that you have really, really, really good pizza. Tell us what it is about your pizza that's so unique.
Well, when we moved out here, we had a recipe from New York, which is where we come from. And, you know, when you're at the different altitude, it took a while to get the recipe to where it would work to our liking. And today we make our dough the same way in a big mixer, and then we hand roll them,
uh-huh.
and then they go in the walk-in. And one thing that's important is that we never use the dough the same day we make it. It's always aged for 24 hours.
Oh, this is breaking. Yeah. This is breaking news.
That is what makes it its best, because if you use it right away, you can taste the yeast. If you wait, you can't.
Now, see, we've just disclosed. This is a valuable piece of information, Mary, mm-hmm. that you've just disclosed.
Mm-hmm. So we hope all your customers and soon-to-be customers are listening so they understand why your pizza is so special.
What it is.
But we don't want your competition listening because you don't want to. That's a trade secret.
No, you gotta wait a day, Larry. You got to keep it in the walk-in for another day.
But you also got to have our recipe in order to do our dough.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you got to make it with love.
That's right.
You know, and
that's exactly
that's
right.
That's the Italian way.
And I have fallen in love many times over at Venice Pizza because, you know, my wife and I love going there. And it really is, I mean, the ambiance, you know, you sort of said it's, you know, nothing fancy. But when you walk into Venice, you know, with the checkered tablecloths and the, you know, and the perfectly authentic cheese and red pepper shakers, just it's that Italian park feel that you get when you're there, that you know that you have all of a sudden become part of the Wager family, whether you want us to be or not.
Correct.
You want me to give you my Christmas list?
Correct.
This is what I've got my wish list. But what you've done there is really quite something because we'd love everything you do, and then the desserts. I mean, talk a little bit about the desserts that you do there. I mean, it's quite something.
Well, we used to have homemade desserts by our daughter, Wendy, and she made tiramisu that was to die for, and then she had triplets. Now we just kind of wing it with the desserts.
Okay.
You know, we buy what people like.
Right, good. Yeah. Note to self, do research on desserts before asking the question. Okay, great. So let's get back to pizza for a bit because I really want to press you on this. There are those in the community, Mary, that say, you know, pizza really is about the cheese. If you screw the cheese up, if you don't have the right cheese, it's not pizza. It's, you know, it's something else. Then there are those that say, you know, hogwash. It's the sauce. The love is in the sauce. It's the sweetness of the sauce. It's the consistency of the sauce. It's about the sauce. And then there are those that discount both of those and say, you know, if you don't have that crust, if you don't if it's not the exact consistency and flavor profile, you're not really eating pizza. Are you going to talk about your secret here, or do I got to beat it out of you?
Well, it's not a secret because everybody that comes in and eats our pizza knows how we do it. You know, we choose the sauce that we're going to put on it. We choose the spices that we're going to put in the sauce, and then we choose the cheese. You know, and the toppings are all fresh.
Man, that makes
no vegetables
such a
huge
come difference.
Out of a can. The mushrooms are cut, the onions are cut, and so are the green peppers. And I believe that makes a really mouth-watering experience for you.
I mean, you've got five collective mouths watering right at this very moment, so I would say that's an authentic statement.
Absolutely. Like, where's the pizza?
Yeah.
Where's the bottle of Sangiovese and the pizza?
I know.
One of my cooks suggested that I bring you a pizza, and I said, now, by the time they get to eat it, it won't be hot.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, you know, we'll come and have some of that pizza then, along with all the other millions of folks that are listening. That you know, you better put extra staff on tonight, Mary. That's how this kind of works. But when someone comes in and they say, you know, I've never been to this restaurant, I want to have the quintessential Mary Wager Venice experience. I heard you on the radio. It all sounded so great. What's the one thing you're going to steer them towards? Or is it really that easy of a decision?
Well, you know, so much that we sell is a big seller. We have the lasagna, which is homemade. We have eggplant, chicken parmesan. We have the best pork chops in town and the best halibut.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just a matter of how hungry they are, if they want something light, if they want something full. And we have this triplet ravioli, which we named after the triplets. And it's cheese ravioli, meat ravioli, and ravioli Florentine. And it's got marinara sauce, Alfredo sauce, and pesto sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's red, white, and green flag for Italy.
Oh, my goodness. The creativity abounds here at Venice Restaurant. My goodness.
We have deep imaginations.
So you want to have an ice cold beer or a glass of wine or a cocktail? You don't have to go far because you've got this great little lounge over there.
Yes.
Talk about your bar setting.
You know, it's just a small area. When we were really busy, people used to sit at the bar and have a few drinks while waiting for a table. I have regular customers that come in and sit at my bar and eat at my bar. You know, we have an Italian margarita, which is delicious, and we sell quite a number of those.
Now, let me ask you a question about the Italian margarita. I can't let that one just sort of slide.
Yeah, that's really, you know, intriguing.
It is intriguing. Tell us about the Italian margarita.
Well, it's a tequila and amaretto and margarita mix.
Oh, amaretto. It brings out sort of that nutty, sweet taste.
Uh-huh.
And people say, what is that? What in the world is that taste, that flavor profile? Well, it's this Italian margarita. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. You introducing some people to some Italian beers over there as well?
Yes, we have a Moretti beer. It's a light beer. And then we have a La Rosa, which is a red beer.
Beautiful.
And we sell quite a bit of both of them.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, you know, it's about a quarter to six, and we've got about 5 more minutes before the trivia question. And let me just remind our listeners that you will have the opportunity to take advantage of this unique chance to go and experience Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria at 7848 East Wrightstown Road for yourself if you were the first person to dial in with the answer to the trivia question. So don't go away. You know, we want you to be able to have that opportunity. But we've got a big moment for fellow food enthusiasts coming up here the last week of October. It's the Tucson Culinary Festival.
Correct.
And you are going to be participating in that event, the grand tasting, I believe, on that Saturday night.
Correct.
And you thought long and hard, what is it that I want to give people a taste of, an experience of, that will say, what is authentically Venice? And you've actually brought some in for us to try.
Yes.
As we begin to eat, means that our mouths are going to be full.
Right.
So this is your time, Mary Wager, to host your own radio show. So
right.
you talk to our listeners a little bit about what you brought and what kinds of things we're going to be experiencing as we take our first bite of this magnificent work of art.
Okay. Well, I brought some penne pasta lasagna, which has the noodles and the 3 kinds of cheese, mozzarella, ricotta, and parmesan. Mm-hmm. And it's got meat sauce in it, which, again, is homemade. And, you know, this way people are getting a taste that we have pasta and, you know, we know how to make a combination meal out of it. And, you know, we'll take it from there.
This is very, very
It's wonderful. Good. You're complaining about your line of work. We're sitting here having, you know, we're eating. It's fantastic.
It really is. The range of flavors, that's the first thing that hit me on this dish. You think penne pasta, penne lasagna pasta, you're going to have some red sauce, some meat, and some pasta. There's a symphony of flavors in this dish because I'm getting that wonderful sort of sweet sauce. I'm getting the perfectly cooked al dente pasta, which it has to be done perfect or it's not right. Mm-hmm. You've done it absolutely perfect here. But the garlic comes through in a nice way. And I looked and there was a little chunk of garlic. So it's not something that you sort of hide in there. You're bringing it out and then it sort of stands up and welcomes me to this experience.
Yes.
This is absolutely
I'm a garlic
delicious.
Maniac. I put garlic in everything. And it's a very important part of an Italian meal as far as I'm concerned. And I want to give my daughter credit. She made this for me today, Cindy.
Oh,
so
Cindy, God love
credit.
You.
Great job.
Chuck, the board engineer, is coming back for seconds. You know, cover me. I'm going in, folks. This is really, really good. And so tell me about the sauce recipe. Is it something that's been in the family for years and years?
It's a recipe that my husband and our ex-partner came up with when we first moved out here. And, you know, we've tried to keep it the same. Things change in this industry. For the amount of years that we've been in, we've seen a lot of change in cheese and tomatoes and all kinds of stuff, you know. But you have to have the correct amount of everything that goes in it in order to make it the same all the time.
Yeah, and that's tried and true, and what you're delivering is really exceptional. So on Saturday night, I believe it's the last Saturday in October, the Tucson Culinary Festival, the grand tasting is going to be at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, and you can taste some of these great Italian delicacies that Mary Wager from Venice Restaurant has put together. The anchovies are not just going on the pizza, though, are they, over there?
No.
I mean,
no.
It all comes back to anchovies for me. I say that selfishly because I think it's a far underrated, you know, a treasure that does not find itself. I go to pizza places and sometimes it's not even on the menu.
I
mean, that's criminal. I don't go back. I mean, let's just say if there's no anchovies on the menu, I don't do it. But you see an opportunity to take the anchovy, you know, both on and off the pizza. How else are you stirring those things up in the kitchen?
Well, we serve garlic bread and anchovies,
which
is an appetizer. And then we have quite a few people that order anchovies on their antipasto salad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right. So, you know, this is almost everything that's on the antipasto except for the meat and the cheese are in that
looks
container there.
Everything is just spectacular. And
good.
There's massive flavors and the presentation and just
We try very hard.
Certainly done with intention. And again, the salad that we're looking at, this is an antipasto salad or
except
a garden salad.
Cheese,
except for the meat and cheese. And I'm looking at the salad. I haven't tasted it yet. But one of the things that is kind of remarkable about it, just from kind of a first experience, is the freshness of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at beautiful, vibrant greens and reds and blacks. The tomatoes are absolutely beautiful tomatoes. The black olives are shiny. The celery is crisp and snappy. The olives and the peppers are not soggy. They're not you know, spongy. They pop. I mean, this is really, I mean, it looks like this belongs on the cover of a magazine.
Thank you.
I think we can. Can we arrange that?
I think we can.
I mean, this is a photo op begging to be leveraged because it really is a gorgeous salad. And you know, when you go out to a nice sort of authentic Italian meal, salad has to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of that experience. You have to incorporate this beautiful salad into whatever you're doing over there: the eggplant, the parmesans, the anchovies, this great penne lasagna pasta. Everything is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Great job.
So we.
The one thing that's important about our salads is that I try to get all my younger employees who make the salads to understand that if you wouldn't eat it, we don't serve it.
Very good.
So, you know, if it's not good, it goes.
So you've got a little focus group going there.
Oh,
you've
yes,
got it's got to work.
A little quality control.
That's exactly right. That's well, our listeners just love this part of the show because they get to put their dialing fingers on and see if they can guess the answer to the trivia question of the week. And whoever calls in to the station with the right answer the very first time is going to win a gift card for Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria. And Mary, what's the trivia question this week?
The trivia question is: what year did Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria open on East Speedway and Camino Seco?
What year did Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria open on Speedway and Camino Seco? We gave you a little bit of a tease because I used to go there in high school. Do the math. Anyway, first person to give us a call with the right answer gets a treat. The number to call, 529-3508. That's 529-3508 for a chance to win a great culinary experience in Venice. Good luck. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Did you see something out of the corner of your eye? Ever feel watched when you're home alone? Psychic, author, and ghost hunter Heather Woodward will be on every Friday at 5 p.m. with mystical spirit paranormal investigation founder Seth McKernan. We'll share some of our most haunted stories, while Heather will accept calls to glimpse at your future. Tune in Friday at 5 p.m. for the Psychic Connection and prepare to leave the ordinary.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell with my celebrity co-host Michael Luria, wiping a little bit of tomato sauce off the sides of his chin as we speak. This is fun.
That's absolutely fun. But you're throwing me under the bus with my eating.
Yeah, well, we're sitting here having some.
We like free advertising.
That's right. Some great penne pasta, some great penne lasagna pasta with three kinds of cheese, some homemade meat sauce, and the garlic. The garlic is what I love. I don't know what it is about Italian food that makes me start talking like I'm from the Bronx.
It's a good thing we like each other with all this garlic.
It is. Anyway, the minute we went to a commercial, literally every single line on the board lit up because we've got some people here that think they know exactly when Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria opened up in Tucson for the first time over on Speedway and Camino Seco. We're going to go to line one. David, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello, Matt. I'm hoping it's 1977.
Oh. Well, you know that. Let me see. Now I gotta look at. I gotta look at the judge over here. Survey says.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, David. Now don't go away, David, because I. You know this is just. I. You know my apologies to Ron and Richard for being caller number two and caller number three. We have a winner. Listen, next week we're gonna be giving away some other stuff with some great restaurants next week. But David, I mean, come on. I mean, are you do you work there? Are you a waiter at Venice, David?
Oh no. Place has been in the neighborhood forever. I love it.
So you're a neighborhood guy. You've been going to Venice. You know everything that Mary Wager has built over there, and you're listening to the show, and you said, I knew that answer right off the top of the bat?
Absolutely, sir.
Man, oh, man. And you know, you're looking at me. The voice doesn't sound familiar, no. Mary. This is not like an uncle or a nephew.
Probably when he comes in, I'll recognize the face.
All right. So anyway, so what we're going to do, David, since you've been to Venice before, certainly we're going to give you this great gift certificate, but this is what you got to do. You got to invite someone to go with you that's never been to Venice Restaurant. I don't know that there's a listener in our listening audience that hasn't, because this place is such an institution. But anyway, do us a favor. Bring someone in. Introduce them to Venice for the first time, and then I want you to call us back and tell them about your experience.
Absolutely.
So, David, thank you for listening. Thank you for being such a fan of Mary Wager and Venice.
Yeah, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we don't want you to hang up, because Chuck is going to get all your information right now, and we're going to send that gift card to you in the mail.
Thank you.
Wow. First caller, and yeah. I tell you, whenever the answer is a year, or if it's a number, how many beers do we have on tap, or when were we founded, or how many pages is our menu, we sort of expect there to be four or five guesses. This guy nailed it. I mean, not only does it, I mean, how in the world, he must really be a fan.
He's either a really good fan or Google.
yeah,
right,
that's right.
So this is probably on your online menu, exactly how long you've been around. But anyway, congratulations to David, and he's going to bring somebody in.
He's in for a treat.
He's in for a treat. Good. So you're going to be making this particular item, this penne, as we talked about, at the Tucson Culinary
Correct.
Festival, and it's a part of the Tucson Originals. Tell
Correct.
Us a little bit about what it is about the Tucson Originals that is so important to you as a restaurateur.
What's important to me is that it's a group of people that are locally owned and operated businesses. There's no franchises, nobody that's here and then up in Phoenix and anywhere else. We're just all in Tucson. And we all work really hard to keep our businesses going and surviving. You know, in this economy, it's not easy, but we all try to help each other.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it's the dedication to excellence that you have that exists there every day, except for Monday. Mm-hmm. every day. I'm sure it's excellent there, but the door's locked.
Right.
And you can't get a beer.
No.
But it's the dedication to excellence. And you say, look, you provide this amazing experience to folks to come in. And, you know, you have these folks that are going to these big, large box chain restaurants that wouldn't know a homemade dish if it, you know, landed on their head. You work tirelessly around the clock to come up with these great entrees and appetizers and salads and even unique cocktails there behind the bar. We really want to encourage all of our listeners to support local, to support the independent restaurants here, and you have the chance to really experience most, if not all of them, at the Tucson Culinary Festival, which is going to be the last weekend in October. We're going to be kicking off that festival on Thursday, October the 28th, down at Maynard's Market and Kitchen for the Grand Margarita Championship. We're actually going to be broadcasting this show live from the Margarita Championship. I'm going to be emceeing the event, which means I need to sample every margarita from everyone who's entered the competition.
Twice.
Again, we talk about quality control.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then Friday is this great reserve tasting, this high-profile event where you get to taste some of the finest food and taste really some of the world's most rare wines. You really don't have the opportunity to taste anywhere else at this great Friday night event. Saturday is my favorite event. That's the grand tasting,
right,
where there's, you know, up to 1,000 people,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah.
All, right?
All the Tucson Original restaurants are there.
All 40 of us will be there.
Mm-hmm. All 40 of them. And then on Sunday, the sort of the Copper Chef Challenge there at Ventana Canyon. A lot of fun stuff going on. It really is the weekend not to miss.
So a weekend for foodies in Tucson.
If you are a foodie in Tucson. Anyway, so thank you, Mary Wager, at Venice Restaurant and Pizzeria, for everything that you do in this community and for feeding us and for continuing to do it with a smile on your face and a song in your heart. My heart goes out to you, and you just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, when you have a job that you love, you keep on doing it.
Well, you've done it right. Anyway, my thanks to Mary Wager from Venice Restaurant. Todd Landau, online account manager for Territorial Newspapers, talking to us about the Happy Hour application from the Tucson Weekly. Yvonne Fouché, of course, our friend at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Go pay her a visit at her weekend wine tasting tonight, Friday and Saturday night from 4 to 8. And as always, a pleasure to have Michael Luria here sharing the microphone for another star-studded hour.
Thank you very much. It's been a great time. Let's go download our Happy Hour app.
We're going to do it right now. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, it's a reminder that this entire show is going to rerun Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Check this out.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Tucson's Jolt.
AM 1330. KJLL.
And we cannot be stopped.
South Tucson.